Next application is the application case number 11187, the application of BG and L Associates. Location is south of Route 326A, also known as West State Street, approximately 1,148 feet east of Route 82, also known as Delaware Avenue, being identified as tax map ID 133, map 17.09, parcel number 5.01, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. The request is for a 9-foot variance from a required 20-foot side yard setback for a loading dock in a commercial district. A gentleman on this application, the only activity requiring an action of the board was case number 5868. It was November 20th, 1995, was for a mobile home for a temporary office. There's no letters received in support of or in opposition for any agency or individuals on this application. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you for that, Mr. Lynn.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
William Byler, Jr., 2652 Chance Road, Clayton, Delaware.
Steve Kern, 107 Waterview Lane, Dagsboro, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. We're here to request a variance, a 9-foot variance, for a proposed open loading dock addition to an existing warehouse structure and business. And we have looked at this proposed addition, and we would say that the uniqueness of the site would be the siting of the existing building in relation to the south property line produces a wedge-shaped area of land restricting the proposed loading dock addition, and it renders this area unusable by the owner of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition would be the internal the ability of the owner to receive, store, move product in the existing building would be greatly diminished if he was not able to be able to construct this open loading dock as it's proposed. Directly to the east of this property is the town of Millsboro, and it's the Little League Park there existing there that's used that way. Directly to the rear of the building, which is the south side, would be lands of the Penn Central Railroad. There's a railroad track that runs along the back side there. The intended use is to be able to back trailers in up to the loading dock there and unload them, and then also use that as a loading dock as well. The proposed dock will have a roof structure over it, but there will be no enclosed sides to it, so it'll be open with a roof over it. The addition will not be able to be built in conformity with the zoning code without a variance to be able to provide the two spaces for the loading dock that is needed. I believe that's my presentation.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I want to make sure I understand this. The southeast front corner of the proposed structure is where the variance is requested?
That is correct. Yeah. There's a 9-foot encroachment of the structure into the 20-foot setback there.
And directly to the east of the proposed structure would be the only place that the trucks would be backing down?
Yes, in this scenario, this is where the warehouse is on this end of the building to where goods would be received and also shipped out from this end.
I guess what I'm trying to establish here is the pattern of the trucks. They would stay out towards the front of the warehouse, and they would not, there's no travel of truck travel over towards the ballpark.
Just the backing in of the trailers and the pulling out of the trailers. But there's no traffic between that and the ballpark.
Okay, so all traffic would be out front of the warehouse?
That's correct.
Okay. Is there a fence or anything that separates the property line there with the ballpark?
Sir? No.
How will it be possible for a tractor trailer to negotiate that 20-foot space between the building and the property line without, driving over the property line?
I believe you stated that all the truck traffic would be out front of the warehouse. Is that correct? You've got an existing shed in the back.
There's an existing shed in the back. The loading dock is towards the rear. But the truck traffic would back in alongside the east side of the existing building.
To where it says loading?
Yeah, proposed
loading
dock.
Space 40 by 10?
That's correct.
Okay, so how's a tractor trailer?
Going back in there.
You got 20 feet between the corner of the building and the property line. I could understand that one could, but how
we
does...
We know it's going to be tight, but we believe that can happen. That is tight in there, but it can get a tractor trailer in there. The front yard of this, the whole site is not shown on this little map that we have given to you, but there's ample room to pull in and to back around in there.
Let me ask you this then. Am I looking at this right, that the corner of the previous expansion of the warehouse to the southeast corner, is it 20.76 feet?
That's correct.
To the property line?
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't the loading dock incorporated in the previous expansion on the front side?
The previous expansion does have two loading docks to the front of the previous expansion. This enhances the ability within the existing structure to handle additional product.
So now, potentially with two trucks parked in front of that building, and two other trucks are going to try to negotiate between them, that building, and that property line.
That's pretty tight.
What is the neighbor, the town of Millsboro, have to say about this? Have you approached them about it?
We have talked to them about it. We had to inquire as to what the existing zoning was of the Little League Park, and that is manufacturing residential, MR, in their town code. And
Let me ask this question then. We're assuming that we're talking about tractor trailers. Is that correct, or is it straight trucks?
It can be either.
Sir, if you're going to speak, you need to come up front. I appreciate it, please, to begin it on record.
Sorry. It's for loading or unloading. So it could be loading our trucks or unloading a trailer.
Okay.
So your loading space you have lit. Written here is 40 by 10. And typically some tractor trailers, I believe the trailer alone can be in excess of 50 feet plus the tractor. So we're looking pretty much the length of that building in some cases from the loading dock.
Right. Some of the trailers aren't all 53 foot. And,
no, I understand.
You know, obviously the 53 foot could go out in front of the building also.
Sir, on that side, you said you're back to a ball field?
Yes.
There's no, nothing in between that property and your property?
No.
So, I mean, I've seen a lot of tractor trailer drivers before. I mean, they'll probably take advantage of that, or other people's property to get in there, unless you put something up to stop that.
We do have a fence where we have some of our trucks parked out front a little bit. So there's a fence there now, just a little one. You know, that would help them not go on the property of the little league field. Now there used to be a house that was right there, but they burned it down like about 8 years ago. So that's why the zone, the town of Millsboro didn't change the zoning there. So if not, we wouldn't be here if it was zoned commercial, because that's what a 5 foot setback.
Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to establish a fence along the property line?
If I have to.
How many tractor trailers do you think you get in there a day? Or during the week?
A week, we could get 8 or 9, probably. One a day.
Every week?
Every week.
How's the ground around that? I mean, is it solid?
Yes.
Is it blacktop?
No. It's crush and run.
Crush and run. Like Mr. Hudson said, you would have no problem putting the fence up between your property and that?
No, I would not.
No more questions.
Why is it that the front two loading areas can't accommodate eight or nine trucks a week?
Sometimes we are loading our trucks to go out. So I could have a truck in the back, or the new proposed being loaded as well as out front. That only leaves me one slot for to unload if two of them show up, and somebody can be backing in and taking merchandise out. So we could then move our trucks to the back, and they could come into the front. I mean, it's all about efficiency for us. We're a small operation, and
you folks have been in business for quite some time.
1936.
36.
Not that,
okay.
I've been here that long.
Have you been in this? How long?
I took it over in 1988. Okay. It was pretty much, everybody knows, A.E. Moore was a candy and tobacco warehouse, and now it's a paper and janitorial distribution business. So we have bigger items. Toilet paper and that kind of items are big, and foam plates, foam products are of big cubes, so trucks come in and come out.
Are these the proposed dock, is that primarily for large tractor trailers, or is it primarily for your, I assume, smaller delivery trucks?
Well, we propose for the large, just so that, you know, the
in the event that you need it.
Yeah, for the small.
Okay.
Could you make the dock so that it would fit within the building envelope there?
Without the encroachment?
Correct.
One of the reasons that needs to be 27 feet wide is minimum area that we would need to run forklifts safely to load and unload the trailers.
Is this dock going to be open or covered?
Covered.
Covered.
With open sides.
Open sides,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Sides covered, right. Mm-hmm. What happens sometimes when a a trailer comes in, sometimes not all of our stuff is on there, and this is why we had to make it a little bit bigger. When it comes in, they might have 3 or 4 pallets that aren't ours, so they'll pull those off. So then they would put those off to the side, and then we'd be able to get our stuff to run it in.
No other questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if it pleases the board, I'd like to move that we table case number 11,187 until our next regular meeting.
I'm sorry, I didn't table it to my regular meeting.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we table case number 11,187 until our next regular meeting.
Which is?
Which is April the 15th.
April 15th.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Wertman?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,187 is tabled to our next regular meeting.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to recess the board for about 10 minutes. Give